The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio appreciates the support from our sponsors. Make sure you check out these great companies. Sun Warrior, the pioneers of plant-based protein. Go to sunwarrior.com and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Enviromedica, makers of Terraflora and new Immuniflora. Learn more at enviromedica.com. Castor and Pollux, extraordinary pet food that has set the new standard of purposeful pet food. Paleo Magazine is now all digital, so you can go to paleomagazine.com and subscribe. Also, the Wellbeing Journal, combining physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. Veg World Magazine. Sign up and get a free online subscription at vegworldmag.com. The International Society of Sports Nutrition, the only nonprofit academic society dedicated to sports nutrition and supplementation. Learn more at sportsnutritionsociety.org. And Thorne Research, redefining what it means to be well and pushing the limits of human potential. Go to the sponsor page at oneliferadio.com for links and listener discounts. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Place, you're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior. We are broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. That's KMET, as I said, 1490 AM or 98.1 FM. Junior, how you doing today?
I am doing good. Why'd you get so quiet?
I don't know. I don't think I've really figured out this radio thing yet, even though I've been doing it for 10 years. Every day is different.
You know? I've been doing it for 20 and I haven't figured it out. So
I know. All I know is I love doing it. It's great to communicate and connect with people and try to just put out uplifting and, excellent content.
Yeah, and I think you do that every day. So
I try to, and I try not to get political. I really do. Because I truly am kind of in the middle. I'm very much a moderate on anything I really do. There are no extremes, really. And I'm always searching for science. I absolutely love science. Probably should have been a scientist, really, at the end of the day. But what about you? What was your favorite topic or subject in school?
So I was actually up until when I graduated high school, I started going to college to be a veterinarian. I wanted to be a veterinarian since I was like... Oh, yeah. Since I was probably 6 years old, that's all I wanted to do. And that's what in high school, I took all like AP science classes. Like I was really on track to do it. And then I got to sit in on a radio show one day that my friend was working on. And that was it. I fell in love with it. And I dropped out of school the next semester and just fully 100% committed to radio. So,
wow. Yeah, it is. There is something about it. If you love to. Yeah. Connect with people. I love radio. It'll never go away. I feel like television would go away before radio
goes away.
Yeah, because I mean it's such a mass form of communication,
right.
and it's much cheaper to produce than television. Mm-hmm. And it's the original social media. That's what they say, and I absolutely love that.
I agree.
Yep. And so yeah, and there won't. You don't have to like us. You can just change the channel if you want.
But please don't.
But please don't. Please don't, because we've got a really good show today.
Yes, absolutely.
We do. We've got, and of course, Wednesdays are always shows. We kind of mix it up between psychiatry fitness, nutrition, things that are of interest of keeping your body healthy, just all kinds of really good content. We try to really mix it up. And we also do a lot of philanthropic work with organizations all over the world. And so, yeah, we just kind of mix it up. It's kind of like almost like a variety show, right?
Yeah, a little bit of a little grab bag, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, there you go.
We're like a mutt. We're just mixed together.
I love it. I love it. And I love the fact that you wanted to be a veterinarian. That is a very interesting story. I have to talk more about that with you off the air, but interesting is that? But, Wednesdays are always designated for the most part about fitness and encouraging people to get out there and work out because it is so important for your health. I can't stress it enough. I'm so passionate about it. I've been exercising since I was 22 and I feel It's one of the only things that's ever kept me truly sane, going through this thing that we call life. But we've got some great guests on the show today. At the half, we've got Heather Moore. She is a nationally recognized doctor of physical therapy and a member of the United States Olympic Committee sports medicine team. Can't wait to talk to her for the first time. And we've got Lita Blass with us, too. She's on the line. Lita is a certified personal trainer and fitness nutrition specialist with over 30 years in the fitness industry. Lita was one of the first trainers to be certified as a body pump instructor in the U.S. She specializes in corrective exercise and group fitness. And Lita and her husband Tom started B&D by Tom and Lita, offering one-on-one group training, kids classes, and self-defense seminars for all ages. You can find them on Instagram at Body and Defense and at Lita Blass. So, Lita, how are you doing today? Great to have you back on One Life Radio with us.
Awesome. Hi, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Bernadette?
Good. You know, as so many people are having trouble getting back into their workout routine after the holiday, including myself, I had my first workout, real workout. I did work out over the holidays, but I worked out with Tina today, yesterday. I trained with her, and I feel so amazing today. Amazing. I do. And so I'm just so passionate about exercise, and I know you are too. So why can it be difficult for some of us to get back on a workout schedule after a holiday?
Well, the holidays throws off. I mean, it's supposed to be a time for rest and relaxation, time with family, but honestly, we're exhausted. We're all just so tired.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done so much, and we've probably eaten worse than we typically eat, and so therefore our energy levels probably aren't where they need to be. So it might be, you may have to push yourself to start back up again because you've lost that momentum if you didn't work out over the holidays. Some people do, and that's great, but a lot of people don't because they just were doing so many other things.
Yeah.
So I think it's tough just to start that momentum going again. But once you get it going, it's not as bad.
Well, yeah, no, I'm hoping to work out after the show today unless something interferes. If not, I typically will try to do even a 15-minute workout, even if it's just jumping on my spin bike or going out for a walk or, a quick run. I don't run that much anymore, actually, because I used to run so much when I was younger. And that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about with Heather Moore, too, about dealing with winter sports injuries and focusing on the winter. But, what can people out there do? What's your best advice to get people motivated to work out after the holiday?
Well, first of all, let me just say that you're not always going to have motivation. And the key is to do it anyway. If you wait for motivation, it may never come. So it's more of disciplinary. You discipline yourself. And so when I don't feel motivated to work out, the best thing that I can do is to go work out, because then I have disciplined myself to do it regardless. And you may not get motivation. There may not be anything that comes along and says, go work out. So regardless of motivation or not, do something, even if it's small, even if it, like you said, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, just get started. Just do something small.
Well, and that's kind of
what motivation will come. It does come later.
It does. It's kind of like anything. You get out of bed. A lot of people get up in the morning. And this morning, I was like a little depressed. I think because of the rain, I get affected by the seasonal affective disorder. I kind of suffer from that. And I thought, you know what? You got to get up. You put one foot in front of the other, and you just get moving, And once you get moving, things do get easier. But I do think you touched on something that is so key in getting fit, and that is the discipline, because it carries over into other areas of your life. And I dare say that if you're disciplined enough to keep yourself at a high fitness level, success will come no matter what.
Right. I agree 100%. And I'll tell you, once you get going and you discipline yourself to get out there the first few times, that motivation starts to come, because then you start to get the ball rolling, you build a little bit of momentum, and then once that momentum is built, you don't want to stop because you've started a good thing, and you don't want to stop a good thing. So just do it anyway, get it going, whether you're motivated or not, and wait for it to come, because it will. It will eventually.
Well, and I think
let me tell you, results are super motivating.
Oh, my gosh.
You get results, and that's when you're like, I'm never stopping.
Oh, night. Tell me about it. You know, yesterday before I worked out, you know, and like I said, I did work out a little bit over the 2 week break. And of course, we didn't break for 2 weeks. But this morning when I got up, my legs looked so much better than they did yesterday. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to put some shorts on, you know, and just enjoy my legs. You know, they're pretty fit, especially for my age. And I just, you know, there's something very motivational about that. When you see the results, it can be seem like you're climbing a mountain if you're not already in a somewhat moderate state of fitness, but you do get results, if not physically, mentally. And that's really what drives it, isn't it? It's the physical activity actually changes the very structure of the brain, right?
Well, yeah, your whole entire chemical makeup changes. And I don't know. I mean, for people who haven't really been working out a lot in their lifetime, my best thing, the one thing that I would encourage them to do is to find a trainer. Find someone who can help you, because accountability is everything. You need someone who's waiting for you at the gym or waiting for you to meet them to work out. It doesn't have to be a gym, but if you're meeting with someone, it's so much more likely that you're going to do it than if you're just counting on yourself.
Yeah.
And if you're one of those people that you feel like you need accountability, find it. Because if you don't, it'll never happen.
Absolutely. Most people can't afford a trainer. You know, I've only personally had a trainer in the last 8 years after meeting Tina and deciding, but I've always been pretty self-motivated because it was the only thing that really relieved my anxiety. And there's lots of science about that too, that people with low fitness are more susceptible to anxiety and depression. And that research findings, another sign that physical exercise is a crucial plank, no pun intended, in the battle against mental illness. There's lots of research to prove it, but we're going to go for a quick break. More coming up with Lita Blass, everyone. Stay tuned and let's get all pumped up to work out today. All right. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Just like the white winged dove sings a song that sounds like she's singing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Just like the white winged dove sings a song that sounds like she's singing.
On Facebook, hit like and follow us at One Life Radio.
Oh my gosh. that'll get anybody motivated, right?
Right? Can't go wrong with Rocky.
Yeah, you played a song yesterday, actually, Junior, that I hadn't heard in years, and it's that song about working out.
Oh, you know, yeah, LMFAO, Sexy and I Know It.
Sexy and I Know It. I used to work out to that song all the time. I don't even remember what year it was, but it was, about 10 years ago?
Yeah, I was going to say it was somewhere between 2010, 2012, somewhere like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great song to work out to. Mm-hmm. And music is very motivating, by the way. And we're talking about getting back into your workout routine after the holiday with Lita Blass. She is a certified personal trainer and fitness nutrition specialist with over 30 years in the fitness industry. Lita and her husband, Tom, started B&D by Tom and Lita, offering one-on-one group training, kids classes, and self-defense seminars for all ages. You can check them out on Instagram at Body and Defense or at Lita Blass. And that's LEDABLAS. Always a pleasure to speak with Lita. Okay, Lita, we all need some motivation. So what exercise or workout do you recommend for losing holiday weight quickly? Because so many people want to do that, you know? They want the magic pill, right? The magic bullet.
Right, the magic bullet that really does not exist. it takes time. But I will tell you what, to get faster results, you can do HIIT training. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's high intensity interval training. And that's where you're doing a body weight exercise or a resistance training exercise. Uh-huh. And then you're also pairing that with, as soon as you finish that, you do something with cardio based. So sprinting or get on the treadmill or jumping or something that's going to get your heart rate up very, very quickly. And you just alternate those. You do intervals. And that's a great way to see results pretty quickly. But moving is important. Eating is important. You know, if you want to lose weight, losing weight is going to be more in the kitchen than anything.
The gym
is important, but the kitchen is the most important to lose weight. But just getting back in the gym and getting moving and, to burn the most calories, I would recommend HIIT training.
Yeah, that's what I did yesterday.
What we do in our classes, that's awesome because it works. And what we do in our classes is we do a lot of that. So we have stations set up. And, you know, you're boxing, so your heart rate is super, super high. And then you move on to push-ups. And then you move on to sledding. And then you move on to maybe squatting. And then you do something with, you know, core-related, and then you're hitting. So you're doing both, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Yeah. Your heart rate stays up the whole time. And let me tell you, you burn a ton of calories in 1 hour.
Right. But then you can't turn around and go. I used to do this when I was young because I could get away with it. I mean, I think of my dear old friend Shirley Beeman and myself. We used to go out and we would literally do like a half marathon and then go to a local pizzeria and get like a grilled Reuben and a pizza and and a pasta and all this stuff. And
because you deserve it, right?
Yeah. Well, when you're young, you can kind of get away with it, you know, and it's just not a good way of thinking when it comes to fitness. You have to be disciplined. I mean, I think that sometimes you can go a little crazy and just have a little cheat day. I mean, everybody kind of loves that. It's fun.
Have to do that for sanity.
Yeah. Food brings so much pleasure. It does. Almost as much pleasure, if not more than sex. So, you know, it's part of our life, right?
They're kind of in the same category there. Yeah.
Well, but they both.
Yeah, eating is important. So what you're eating is going to be important as far as losing the weight. But let me tell you, the workout, in order to feel good and to really get some health benefits as far as, you know, better cardiovascular benefits and just muscularity. You know, if you put on that lean muscle tissue, let me tell you, it's going to burn calories for you. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have the muscle doing the work for you instead of just cardioing yourself to death. So balance out the resistance training and the cardio. Don't just do the running or just do the cardio classes. Also hit the weights. Make sure that you're doing something. And if you don't have weights at home, then use your body. Your body is a weight.
That's
a really big weight.
Absolutely. Yeah, use your body. I did that yesterday too. All these things. And, you know, also, you know, I have a hamstring injury, which I'm going to talk about that a little bit with Heather Moore, dealing with winter sports injuries, because it really can affect, you know, your workout. So case in point, not yesterday, but the day before, somehow, I don't know what I was doing. And my knee kind of got kind of jacked up, you know, and I started experiencing pain. But what I did is I got on the spin bike and I got on the bike for like 20 minutes and Lita afterwards, the pain was gone. But I think it comes from my old hamstring injury that my whole right leg is weaker than my left leg. And so things like that, but you can affect your workout, but you have to keep going, right? You have to keep going.
Yeah. Well, and that's why to me it's important to have someone who really knows what they're doing to help you if you don't know.
Right.
For someone who's a beginner, because we could introduce you to things like, foam rolling, self-myofascial release. And I think Heather is her name. She'll probably go into some things, you know, for injury. But what we teach as trainers is, you know, foam roll, you know, because then what that does is it helps to lengthen the muscles. You have better range of motion. And it helps to release knots and, due to movement pattern, we have, like, wonky movement patterns sometimes, and that'll create knots and imbalances in your body.
Absolutely.
And if that's pulling against a joint over and over and over, then you can have joint pain. So foam rolling alone could help to relieve some of the pain instantly.
Yeah, and I do believe in a trainer, but most people, as I said, can't afford it. I think if you are going to get a trainer, it pays to get a good one instead of someone that doesn't have, you know, a lot of years of experience that maybe hasn't dealt with injuries before. Of course, Tina is an absolute expert, and so are you and Tom in that and this type of thing, but many people aren't. So you have to be careful in the trainer that you choose as well.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, because there are a lot of trainers out there.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you suggest if someone out there listening wants to completely change their workout routine after the holiday? What do you say to them?
Completely change their work? Oh, to take it slow. Don't. If you jump, I don't know. I mean, you can change your workout routine after the holiday. But, you know, first of all, I'd like to know why. Why would you want to change it up completely? Is it because you want to keep your body guessing? Do you want to, you know, are you in a rut? Have you been tired of doing the same thing over and over? You know, what's the motivation for changing it? And then once you decide to change it, is it something that you know how to do properly? Do you need help? Do you want somebody who maybe knows more than you do to help you to do something different that'll get you better results? So I guess it would just depend on why you wanted to change everything up.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. That's where I was going with it, or trying to lead you into, and you nailed it, is that sometimes people will get too gung-ho and they're like, I'm going to start, you know, running 10 miles a day, you know, or I'm going to start lifting really heavy weights. That'll do it faster. And you gave great advice, by the way. But what are some other tips for staying motivated after the initial trip to the gym the first time? What do you say to people?
Well, you have to look at it as a long goal. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. And a lot of times people get discouraged. And I'll tell you, I've worked in gyms for years and years and years. In January, it's packed. And then by March, it's already died down because people want instant results. They're like, I'm working so hard. I'm doing 5 to 6 days a week and I'm not getting the results I'm looking for. I'm just going to, you know, forget it. And you're sore and it hurts. And your body's like, what are you doing to me? But you have to look at it as a long project. It's not something that you can do in just a month or 2 months. So take it slow. Give your body time to change and appreciate it for what it is doing. And don't be so hard on yourself. You know, it's an evolution. You have to evolve. You don't just change quickly.
No, you don't.
For people who've been putting on muscle, for people who have serious muscle, they've been doing this for years. Years and years of training. So don't think that you can come in 6 months and be muscle bound. You've got to do the homework. You got to build that muscle slowly.
Yeah, you do. And you do have to temper it with, you know, at least not, I don't say changing your diet. Maybe if you're eating a terrible diet, yeah, you really need to look at that hard and examine what you eat every day. A lot of people recommend even writing it down in order to really see what you eat. I've never done that. I'm almost afraid to do it. If I had to write down every cookie that I went to the refrigerator over the holiday break, I would be like, yikes, you know, but I've been like the cookie monster over the break, and I've paid a price for it too. I've probably gained 5 pounds over the last month, and now I have to lose it. So, but even 5 pounds can make a huge difference in your overall wellness, even as something as simple as hypertension or high blood pressure can be raised just by 5 pounds.
Well, true. And most people don't realize how much they're consuming until they write it down and they calculate it. And we used to do that with our, I mean, if my client writes down their food and they bring it to me and it's a numbers thing, you know, they're looking up how many calories they're consuming. By the end of the day, they're like, wow, I had no clue. Mm-hmm. And you don't, because you're not mindful of it. You don't think about it. So you could easily consume, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 calories and not even know that you're, and you know, you think that maybe, well, I'm doing a 2,000 calorie diet. No, you're not. You're eating a whole lot more than that. So it is good to keep track of it in the beginning.
Yeah, it is. And I would say write down even what you're drinking too, because a lot of you know, cocktails or even sodas, whatever it may be, they are high in caloric intake. High in calories that you intake. Yeah. And so it's all, you know, it all matters. It does. And so, and that doesn't mean you can't, like we said, you know, you can't have a treat now and then. You have to turn into, you know, this diet monster. But you, if you really want change and you want health, whether it be physical health or mental health, you can get that from exercise. I am so passionate about exercise. I wish everyone knew the power of it. Out there listening that maybe doesn't exercise daily, there is no drug better. No drug. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. And you know what? Back to the water thing, drink more water. If
oh, yeah.
you don't drink enough water, just start drinking more water. Your body needs it. Everything down to a cellular level, your body needs water. And so a lot of people walk around dehydrated and they don't even realize it. It will make you feel better. You may have less headaches. You may function better just thinking-wise. So just make sure you hydrate your body and let water be the number one source of hydration. Not Cokes and, you know, juices and things, but water. Water is what we need.
Absolutely. It takes away pain in your body, neck pain, back pain, rheumatoid arthritis pain, all headaches. I mean, a lot of times, and also a lot of times, I remember Jill Lane, drilling this in to us in the early years of One Life Radio, that sometimes when you think you're hungry, you're just thirsty. And if you drink a glass of water, the hunger will go away and subside for a couple of hours sometimes.
It's easy to mistake hunger for thirst, or it's easy to mistake thirst for hunger.
Yeah, I would agree. It's so great to be on the air with you. I love your positivity.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for jumping on with us today. Tell Tom we said hello. And
I will. It was an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet for saying that. But it's an honor to have you here, sister. So we will talk to you soon. And thank you so much. You can find Lita at Lita Blass on Instagram or at Body and Defense. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We've got Heather Moore coming up. We're going to be talking about dealing with winter sports injuries. You're listening to One Life Radio.
But I don't mind. Just wanna rock you, girl. I'll have whatever you have. Come on, let's give it a whirl. See, I've been watching you. I like the way you move. So go ahead, girl, just do it.
On social media at One Life Radio.
Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior. We are broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. We have Heather Moore with us today. She is a nationally recognized doctor of physical therapy and a member of the United States Olympic Committee sports medicine team. She has treated thousands of athletes from professional to collegiate to high school and weekend warriors. Her work has included time on the PGA and the LPGA tours. Heather was a Division I swimmer and water polo player at the University of Maryland, and she is currently an avid distance runner. She has written articles for numerous magazines and journals, and her book, Run Better, Not Less, breaking down how to treat the aches and pains associated with running. Their website, or her website, is TotalPerformancePT.com. That's TotalPerformancePT.com. A pleasure to introduce you, Heather. I should say Dr. Heather. Dr. Moore, how are you doing today?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, no, I love that we're talking about this. Our topic is dealing with winter sports injuries. So many people have to deal with this. So we all know the saying, no pain, no gain. But to burn fat and grow muscle, we really do have to push ourselves, don't we? And how do we know what is normal pain and what may be an injury?
Sure. This is a question we get asked a lot, and I think a lot of people misconstrue what an injury is. A lot of people, when you say the word injury and you think of physical therapy, they think of something catastrophic. They think of a fall or a broken bone or surgery, and that's really not a lot of what we treat. We treat a lot of those nagging aches and pains that unfortunately people ignore for too long and wind up becoming really devastating what is called an injury, but, you know, it's not associated with a fall or anything. And when I hit 40, I finally realized what everyone had been telling me about every day you're going to wake up and something's going to hurt. And I'm there. And what if I ran to the doctor with everything, I would never leave their offices. So
right.
I usually say give it 2 weeks. You know, if it's a kink in your neck, that's going to go away in a day or two, you know, but there's things that happen that are never going away and they're constantly getting worse and you're constantly taking Advil. And it's important to understand that if you take Advil, you're not fixing anything.
Right.
You know, it's not going to repair anything. Or if you're putting on a hot pack to get around, you're not fixing anything. And it's only going to make the next time that pain comes on so much worse. So,
yeah.
You know, give yourself that 2 weeks to see, does it reoccur? Is it going away? And if your answer is no, then you need to get in and get treated by your physical therapist.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree. And so many people do take Advil. I used to be one of them until I realized that there are some serious side effects from taking it regularly. And especially right now during COVID-19, they recommend that you don't take Tylenol or Advil. So, but let me ask you this. What types of injuries do you most often see during the winter? And do you see more injuries in the winter than in the other months of the year?
Sure. We see two different types of injuries. We see your traditional injury, falling on the ice, breaking a bone, shoveling snow, those types of sprains and strains. And then we see the injuries of people who have started working out and are on board with the New Year's resolution. And especially with this year, people had been so sedentary in 2020. So mm-hmm. we're starting to see a lot more people get injured just doing things. They wanted to get back to activities that they had done before, and now they're finding out they're not able to do so. So we see those two different types of injuries. And one of the things that I would highly advise against is a lot of people, especially when they're working out, start back in and they'll feel pain and then they'll take this 2 weeks off. I don't really ever prescribe rest for an injury unless it's a fall and you sprained an ankle. Because again, if you are not treating what is wrong, it's never going to get better. If you have knee pain or you have shoulder pain that cropped up while you're working out, you have no idea where it came from. Just taking 2 weeks off or 4 weeks off, it's going to do nothing. It'll feel better when you go back, but it's going to come back with a vengeance because you didn't do anything to fix the problem. So the most common injuries we see right now are those types of injuries where people are getting back into working out and they either overdo it or just, you know, it's a little bit too sore or something along those lines. And they wind up, they sit out for a month, and we don't see them until March, unfortunately, because by the time they take their 4 weeks off and they take their Advil and they go through all these motions, it's really detrimental and it sets them back so much. And instead of being able to spend a few weeks in physical therapy and get out and be done and pain-free and back to working out, they wind up sitting on the sidelines for much longer. And injury is the number one reason people quit working out and quit gym.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Are there certain injuries that people seem to put off seeing a doctor for? You kind of already alluded to it. I would say even in my case, you know, knee pain. I pulled a hamstring several years ago, and I've recovered from it several times. You know, I pulled it again, but it affects the whole right side of my body and my knee sometimes. So, you know, yesterday it was starting to hurt. My knee was hurting, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to get, like you just said a minute ago too, like you recommend keeping moving. And so I got on the bike, which I know is pretty safe for the knee, right?
Correct.
And so after it did 20 minutes on the bike and didn't overdo it, and my knee pain went away. So did I do the right thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Anything you can do to allow that facilitation of movement is going to help clear that out. And it's something that, again, since you've had it for so long, I recommend getting it looked at because it may be going into your hip and into your a back and things like that. The longer you feel pain in one particular area, the more muscles are going to be involved. We have a great YouTube channel, Total Performance Physical Therapy, that has a ton of educational videos on what to do if your knee hurts, on how to stretch, on what to do you can sitting at your desk. But taking those low impact activities and turning them into a way to alleviate that knee pain is a really good way to help that knee pain. It's so much better than just sitting there and trying to put on some ice and not do anything. But when you have that, you know, now it's affecting my whole right side type of thing, it's really time to have it treated because it's only going to get worse. And while the bike may have worked this time, it may not work that the next time. So if this had been the first occurrence, I would say, yeah, you did the right thing, and you still did the right thing. But since you're saying it's affecting the one of the whole part of your body, get it looked at.
Yeah, no, I tore it really bad a few years ago. Yeah, and you know, and I work out with a trainer, and so that helps. A lot of people can't afford that. I'm very fortunate, but I've only done that in the last few years. But I do feel it's very beneficial. And so, you know, but a lot of issues or a lot of injuries, which you kind of already answered this questions, won't just work themselves out, right?
They correct. Need attention. Exactly.
They need correction. All right. So is there a perception that physical therapy is for extremely serious injury rehabilitation? Is that true?
Absolutely. And that's why I say I hate to use the word injury, because so many people associate that with a catastrophic accident or a fall, or, you know, every picture of physical therapy always has someone in a walker or in a parallel bar learning how to walk.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have never, ever worked with someone in a parallel bar. Like, I've never done that, you know? I mean, so it's very, there's a big misconception that you have to really be severely impaired to need physical therapy. And honestly, in my day-to-day, I treat marathon runners. I treat triathletes. I treat people like me who are ex-athletes, and we want to keep going. But sometimes we get hurt. Sometimes things hurt, and we just need a little tune-up, or, you know, we want to feel better. We want to be at our best when we're running around with our kids or just doing day-to-day activities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what we do and what we treat at Total Performance Physical Therapy, is those types of injuries. It has nothing to do with catastrophic injuries. Yes, we see surgeries and other issues, but honestly, that would be probably 10% of our population. 90% of them are just active individuals that want to get better, and they want to feel their best. They're working out with trainers, or they're doing things that are keeping them active, and they get a kink in their shoulder or a kink in their neck. And, you know, we take a couple visits, we fix that up, and they're back, you know, performing at higher levels than they were before.
Yeah. And I love this. I love that you're on the show. It's so great to have you here with us. We're going to go for a quick break. If you're just now joining us, we'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Heather Moore. She is a nationally recognized doctor of physical therapy and a member of the United States Olympic Committee sports medicine team. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Listening to One Life Radio. Make sure you check out our podcast and get to know the show at oneliferadio.com.
Everyone, you're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior, and we are continuing on with Dr. Heather Moore. She is a nationally recognized doctor of physical therapy and a member of the United States Olympic Committee sports medicine team. She has written articles for numerous magazines and journals, and her book, Run Better, Not Less, Breaking Down How to Treat the Aches and Pains Associated with Running, I can't wait to get it. I don't have the book, Dr. Moore, but I'm going to get it. And your website is TotalPerformancePT.com. That's TotalPerformancePT.com. I've got so many questions I want to ask you. And so about the book, so Run Better, Not Less. Are you still an avid runner?
I am, yes. I picked it back up during quarantine. So it's such a good release. And I know it gets a bad rap, and people always say, you know, there's always a big debate, is running bad for you? And honestly, it was a very big mental piece for me, because I've competed at very high levels and I am a terrible runner. I cannot run fast. I just run slow. And it's sad. And I just, during quarantine, learned to turn off the watch, turn off everything. Like, I have a half hour. I'm just going to go run for a half hour. I don't care how far I go. I don't care if it takes me 15 minutes to get through a mile. And that was a really big mental obstacle. But I feel great when I run. And I do get the occasional knee pain. And I need to make sure I'm foam rolling every day. If you are exercising and you are not foam rolling, you are missing out. Go to our YouTube channel, Total Performance Physical Therapy. You'll see a ton on foam rolling on there. But I do foam rolling, and I feel good when I run. And I really need that mentally, physically. And I've gotten over the mental hump of it's okay to walk. And sometimes I do a walk slash run. I don't have to go out and hammer 26 miles every time I run. So, you know, running is as mental as it is physical. But it's really helped me, you know, deal with the pressures of 2020. And just feel good and get myself back into shape.
Well, you know, as a doctor, I want to ask you this because this is my big message, and it always has been, that people with low fitness are more susceptible to anxiety and depression. What do you say to that as a doctor?
Without a doubt. It is hands down one of the biggest things that we see in relationship to people's mental states when they come in here. It is, you know, I always say we treat more mental problems than we do physical, even though we're physical therapists. Most people come in here and are crying and they're frustrated because they can't do their activities that they want to do. And it's affecting every part of their life. And we see such a huge difference from, you know, when we get them and they can't do anything to when we get them back to running. Absolutely. I think there is so little emphasis placed on the fact that even going for a half hour walk a day is so beneficial. And just having some sort of fitness in your life, I think people get so intimidated by the gyms and the latest workout and, you know, all these Instagram feeds that are, you know, ridiculous to obtain. But going for a half hour releases so many endorphins and has such a positive effect on your body. And it's something that it's going to take you, you know, maybe 2 weeks to get into the habit of doing. Once you get to that point where you're doing it every day, you actually miss it when you don't do it. And that's the point you want to get to, where you feel off when you don't do it. And it, again, it doesn't have to be strenuous, but, you know, you want to push your muscles every once in a while. And it's really important that every day you get out there and you do something. We see significant injuries and significant depression and anxiety when people are not able to work out.
Oh, I love that you're putting that out there. So many people need to hear it, including myself. We're all in this together. You know, and so is running making a comeback during COVID-19?
Oh, without a doubt. It's funny because when I first started my company probably 11 years ago, it was the rage. I mean, you couldn't go a weekend without having five or six 5Ks to go to, half marathons. And I'm so happy it's coming back, because it fell off and people got tired of it and the market got saturated and then everyone went to different fitness avenues. And now that the gyms got shut down, people don't want to be in them, even if they are open. We've seen a significant surge in running. And again, it's great because it's something that you can do anywhere. You're on vacation.
And it's free.
Go out for a run.
Yeah.
And it's free.
And it's
know?
Free.
And you can socially distance. You know?
Oh, there you go.
Yourself.
Oh, my gosh. So it's a win-win, a run-run, right? So, you know.
Exactly.
I remember, and I used to be a runner, by the way. I used to do this little, not little, it was 7 miles a day. Sometimes I would do it twice a day. Like you, I got kind of that runner's high and almost got obsessed with it. I just enjoyed it so much. And when I didn't do it, I missed it. And that was in my early 20s. And I can remember running. I was so proud when I hit the 7-minute mile, you know. Now I probably, like you, would be doing a 15-minute mile. It wouldn't matter to me as long as I'm out there doing it, right? Because of the incredible benefits and the endorphins, like you said. I remember a funny joke from a female comedian that I'll never forget it. She says, "I'll try running when I see someone smiling while they're running." And I don't remember who said it, but you can smile when you run once you achieve, I don't know, what do I want to say here, Dr. Moore? Once you, maybe not achieve, but once you understand and get that feeling, that wonderful benefit of that runner's high.
Yeah, most people chase that runner's high and they're really, you know, it doesn't take getting a runner's high every time to enjoy it. You know, it's just the feeling of, for me, mentally letting go. You know, I put my headphones in and I don't run with anybody. I can't. because I just want to forget about life when I'm out there. And
yeah.
It's really important that you just kind of let go. And that's why I stopped wearing the GPS watch that just, you know, every time it would tell me my pace, because I want to enjoy myself. And, you know, find out what it takes for you to do that. Everybody's different. Some people have to lace up and hit a 6-minute mile for them to get to that point. Some people can do a walk run and feel that high. So
right.
There's no real prescription for this is what you have to do in order to get it. It's up to you. I mean, I've had some of my best runs when I did like a 2-minute walk, 2-minute run. I just had it last week. I mean, it was so good. I did it for an hour and it was a slow walk. It was a slow run. And I was like, man, that just felt phenomenal. Like I really was happy the rest of my day. And, you know, but again, it's different for everybody. I know there's runners out there that would look at me and be like, there's no way I'd have to do, you know, and I did it.
I know. I love your message. I love your message. I love your enthusiasm. I hope you come back. I'm going to get a copy of your book, Run Better, Not Less, breaking down how to treat the aches and pains associated with running. Thank you so much, Dr. Heather Moore, everyone, is who you've been listening to. You can find her at her website, totalperformancept.com. Thank you again, Dr. Moore.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. All right, everyone. I hope you've got the encouragement you need to get out there today and move your body and decrease your anxiety and depression, because you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and move.